distinctive powers, he wrote. He referred elsewhere to it as that inward light, a light without which the human race would long ago have been extirpated for its utter incapacity in the struggles for existence. In other words, the work done by the unconscious is a critical part of our evolutionary survival mechanism. For over a century now, research and clinical psychologists have been cognizant of the fact that we all possess a rich and active unconscious life that plays out in parallel to our conscious thoughts and feelings and has a powerful effect on them, in ways we are only now beginning to be able to measure with some degree of accuracy. Carl Jung wrote, "There are certain events of which we have not consciously taken note. They have remained, so to speak, below the threshold of consciousness. They have happened, but they have been absorbed subliminally." The Latin root of the word subliminal translates to below threshold. Psychologists employ the term to mean below the threshold of consciousness. This book is about subliminal effects in that broad sense, about the processes of the unconscious mind and how they influence us. To gain a true understanding of human experience, we must understand both our conscious and our unconscious selves, and how they interact. Our subliminal brain is invisible to us, yet it influences our conscious experience of the world in the most fundamental of ways. How we view ourselves and others, the meanings we attach to everyday events of our lives.